normally, in the most cases, it is an adult who is known to you that's causing abuse, and in this case, financial abuse. And that can take a variety of forms. It might be the withholding of money. It could be that they've taken the bank card off you or made changes to your will or your property deeds without your knowledge. It also looks at controlling of payments of social welfare and just being generally dishonest about finances. So it does take a variety of forms, and it can be hard at times to identify. But if you know the indicators of abuse and what it looks like, it can really prevent any future abuse taking place within the home or the community.
Perhaps not in all cases, but in many such cases, what we are talking about, basically, when it comes down to it, is theft.
It's theft, and at the heart of it, it's theft, but it's about the perception of what that looks like, because people don't see keeping the extra change and coming back from the shop as theft, or misusing money, or misusing them for the cash that's lying about the house. But it's theft in its purest form.
From the point of view of the HSE and those like yourselves involved with safeguarding and the well-being of people, particularly perhaps those who are elderly or infirm, allowing them to retain as much of their independence as possible is a key thing. And I suppose control of money is an absolutely key factor of being independent. Now, there's always going to be a trade-off between, on the one hand, facilitating someone in maintaining their independence. On the other hand, there's also going to be the concern that perhaps they may not act in the most responsible way possible. There can, I'm sure, at times be confusion, be people causing what's perceived as abuse, not necessarily intentionally, but by their actions doing so all the same.
Yeah, and that's acknowledged. I suppose we all set out with the good intentions of helping and supporting our family members or our communities, and sometimes we take for granted our own actions, again, with the good intention of support, but acknowledging that what we might be doing and as a means of support might also be putting that individual at risk or actually abusing their finances and their trust.
How many of these cases, anecdotally from your point of view, end up with potentially Gardaí being involved? To what extent are we talking here crimes that will actually be investigated?
Well, when we look at financial abuse, all types of financial abuse are reportable offences to the Gardaí. So at any point when the HSE or the community services are aware of financial abuse, they must be reported to the Gardaí at that point. It's at that point then a next step processes are between the individual and the Gardaí, how they want to process that. So from my own experience, very little, I suppose, is progressed, because it's always resolved or comes to an end naturally within the family once it's openly disclosed and discussed effectively. So we're thankful that it doesn't have to go down that route of legal prosecution. But as and when it does, the HSE supports the individual and supports its services to do so.
And maybe the key that's coming out of that particular revelation from you there is that discussion and talk and putting cards on the table and actually getting this out into the open is the most important thing and is the best thing to do. And your message, I'm sure, to anyone who believes they may be in a situation where they're being financially abused is to do so.
Yeah, I suppose, again, the information sharing and just being open and honest about your experience. And look, at some of us don't know we're being abused or financially abused. And again, it's seeking information and access to information. So the HSE safeguarding team are available in person and online. They respond to information and give you clarity about what abuse might look like in your own personal circumstances. So it's really important that we do have that information spread out within our communities. We are in Better County today in the Radisson Blue doing an awareness event with a lot of the community services and statutory services to spread awareness of abuse and financial abuse across the communities. So it would be great if we could get a high turnout from our communities to come and get information that's relevant to them.